Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Another big podcast featuring Spider live from Canada. He's in Toronto.
Yeah. We are. And it's been a great trip so far, still here for the rest of the week. But a massive podcast. We want to touch on, Benny, your baby week, because you are, well, your partner is due any day. We don't know. It could be today. It could be in 2 weeks. But it's ready to come along. So we want to get you ready for that. Yeah, we're getting you ready for baby, number one. So we want to ask, where were you when you got the call up? So, Ben, you could be at work, you might be at home, you could be watching GOT, the Game of Thrones, who knows? But we want to ask the GOT FM family, where were they when they got the call up?
I do other things in my spare time aside from watch Game of Thrones,
we're
for the record.
We're not sure what. Oh. Stuff in the forest, we know that. Hey, you know what? I'm getting the jump on you two. Ah, oh, you and your schoolyard crap about my face. All right, it's peeling. Yes, it's a chemical peel and it's looking hideous. So I've got a top five of the reactions I got yesterday.
Yes, just five of them.
For my peeling face. Oh, whack.
Yeah, stick that one in your top five, mate.
Hey, there you go.
Also, very interesting news story, very exciting as well. There was a goat on the loose in Upper Coomera.
Yes, there was. And animals escape all the time with your pets. It's a scary thing, but when you find out the adventure they've had, it's often quite funny.
So your calls as well from the Gold FM family. What happened when your pet escaped? All those stories and loads more on the podcast, which starts now with Bridge and Spider.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5. This is Bridge's Top 5.
All right. Now, my face at the moment is peeling off in very thick layers.
Really?
Yes, it is. It's not sunburn, people. I had a chemical peel. I've got the wedding coming up and I want a nice, fresh, dewy skin. And it's your mate's fault, Dr. Bill from Skin Alert. He did this to me.
Well, you know what? You put your hand up and said, oh, I want to have a crack
at
this.
Yes, I do.
I don't know why. Question a lot of the things you do. But
I know.
Each to their own.
I'm so happy. I've got beautiful new skin coming through, but I am like a snake shedding skin.
It's definitely a long-term play, this one.
Here we go. That's why I've done this top five reactions to my peeling face, because everyone has reactions to it. At number five, this is what I got yesterday. Oh, can I help you fold that sheet on your face? Oh, my God.
Hey.
At number four, oh, look, it was never Bridge. It was old man Withers wearing the mask, Scooby. Yeah, I got that. At number three, look, I know you're trying to shed weight, but shedding that much skin isn't going to make you any lighter.
Number two,
I've heard of breadcrumbing people, but leaving a skin trail is revolting. And the number one reaction I had yesterday to my peeling face. Oh, so that's what you get when you cross Freddy with Sonia Kruger and they have a baby.
Still worth it?
Every second of it.
Every centimetre of dead skin of it.
Yeah, it's unreal. I'm into it. I can't stop picking my face. Sorry, Dr. Bill, I won't pick anymore.
Yeah, and sorry if you're eating breakfast this morning.
And Jamie cuts the excess off. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That's love.
Wow.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Bridge and Spider, you ever so kindly have decided it's going to be all about me becoming a dad.
Come on, you know your daddy is who's your dad.
It's Dad Week with Bridge and Spider.
That is correct.
Gold 92.5.
And so it should be. It's exciting. It's your first newborn ever, and we need to know how prepared you are. So lots of challenges at goldfm.com.au. This week I'm the referee. Challenges between yourself and Spider. And I must say, weirdly, oddly, you're both very cute with a fake baby. Don't. Not in that way. Anyway, don't. That's what got you into this mess.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Don't.
So Bridge is the clocky one. That's what we've learned here.
Yes. So the challenge and what we want to ask today, it's not really a challenge. It's more about where were you when you got the call? Because we've been speaking about it, that Ben, you could be here on the radio and your beautiful partner Kate will call and go, knock, knock, knock. A bubble wants to come out.
I've got my phone. I'll make sure it's always at least half charged, just in case.
Well, you already had the Braxton Hicks last week.
She did, yes.
Yes. So anytime this could come.
Yeah, you got to know what to do. You need to know the 5 P's. Precise preparation prevents poor performances. So you got to have the bag of clothes.
Hang on,
and,
say that again.
And everything.
Prepare.
The 5 P's. Precise preparation prevents poor performances. But we do want to know, where were you when you got the call? Whereabouts were you? All the mums and dads out there, where were you? For me, for my first one, Caitlin, when she was born.
Yes.
I just got home from the Juice nightclub in Ringwood.
Oh.
Now, I had to do a... No, I'm being serious. I had to do a promotion out there.
I know you are.
And I got home. It was around about 2:15. Sally's mum rings and I said, how do you know I've just got home from the pub?
Oh.
No, serious, she's going into labour. And I'm like, oh. And like Ringwood to Frankston would be a good 45 minutes to an hour away. So
and couldn't drive.
I couldn't drive. I had to get my mate to drive and we made it in time though. So saw Caitlin being born. But yeah, that's where I was. I just got home from the Juice nightclub in Ringwood.
Your firstborn.
Rod McLeod. What about you? Newsreader extraordinaire. Where were you?
We were at home, actually, and our firstborn, Michaela, we went for a big walk because that's what you got to do to get things moving.
Went for
a big walk up the hill.
There's a few other things I've heard you can try.
Some of that was involved as well. But anyway, as soon as we got back, the water's broke. And the towels were out. And we were off to hospital. And 14 hours later, along came Michaela Grace.
How good.
Oh, wasn't that beautiful? Well, we'd love the Gold FM family to share on 132710. And even on our Facebook page, people have been saying, picking up Chinese takeaways scared the living crap out of the poor woman behind the counter. I left a god-awful mess on the floor. And another, my husband was working in an underground hole when I rang him. He had no service, so I couldn't tell him. Imagine that with no service.
All right. Well, I don't know if it's going to make me feel better or not, but please get involved, Gold FM family, 132710. Where were you when you got the call? Love to hear your stories this morning.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Come on, you know who your daddy is. Who's your daddy?
It's Dad Week with Bridge and Spider.
That is correct.
Gold 92.5.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge week all week. Looking forward to it, Ben. We're giving you a heap of challenges. I'm going to take you against some challenges on Facebook. And then we're asking questions of the Gold FM family to get you ready for your baby, which could actually be delivered like in the hour. It could be next week. It could be 2 weeks. We don't know. But it is ready. It is cooked. It's nearly due. So anytime soon. So we are asking this morning, where were you when you got the call that the baby is coming, you've got to drop everything and head out. I was at a pub in Ringwood, about an hour away from Sally, my partner at the time, when our youngest daughter, Caitlin, was born. But crew in Tweed Heads, where were you when you got the call?
I was in the caravan park at Benora Point. And, I was working. She told me she's going to have it on the 23rd of December.
Yeah.
So I was sweet. I told the boss I'm knocking off on the 18th, so I have an extra week at Christmas. And next thing I got a phone call at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I had the first plane from Gold Coast to Sydney, waited an hour there, and Sydney to Dubbo, got there about 10:30 in the morning. He shouldn't have it to 5:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, how dare she? Oh, how rude.
That's when Gloria came into my life.
Oh.
So she could have waited a couple more hours before getting you up early, hey?
Oh, it didn't matter. I went and had a couple of beers with brothers.
Sure you did. Little Dubbo baby. Hey?
Yeah.
Dubbo.
Yeah.
That's
it.
That's great. A great story. Thanks, crew.
Good on you, crew. Ruth's in Mermaid Waters. What's your story?
Well, my waters broke at 2 in the morning and I was at a party, so I went home and I was contained. It was in New Zealand, you'll get this, Spider. So I went home and tried to find the father, but he was rather busy in another woman's bed. So I had to get in the car.
What?
No.
Yes.
Don't laugh, Peter.
I can't laugh. No, you can laugh now because it's been years ago and I know laugh she's
now.
Over it.
Yeah, you can laugh now. So there, I drove myself to the hospital because I couldn't find anybody. And I ended up 7 hours later giving birth to a 10-pound baby.
Oh, Ruth.
What a 24 hours.
Oh, man, a lot.
That is an amazing story.
Poor Ruth. You laughed a bit too much.
Yes.
Hey, stop. We said you laughed too much. Tamara in Currumbin, hello. Where were you or your partner when you got the call?
Well, I was in the hospital for my second one, but it was the finale of Big Brother and they'd induce me. And I thought I'd get to watch it because they said it'd be probably not till the next morning. And the nurses and everyone was in there with me watching the finale. And the contraction started happening right as they're trying to announce it, but they kept going to ads. You know how they continually put ads on? And they're saying, "Are you okay?" And I'm going, "Yeah, we've got to see who wins. It's all right. I'll keep." So I just kept waiting and going, and we were like right near the end of it when it finally got announced. We were like, "Okay, let's go."
Who won tomorrow?
And we went straight into the room.
Yeah, who won that year?
The one where Anne-Marie, the one with the smacking her bum all the time, that one.
Oh, yeah. The first one.
Did you name
the
baby
yes.
after Anne-Marie?
Yes.
You did name her
Anne-Marie?
My
favourite. Oh. Yeah. I was hoping she'd win. And my first one, I was actually carrying snags out to an Aussie Day Barbie because she was born on Australia Day.
Look at that. Perfect. Good on you, Tamara.
Yeah.
Big brother, eh?
Big brother's not on anymore. So no. I'm not going to have that problem.
No, that's true.
That's true.
In fact, someone tried to burn down the place yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, well, I feel heaps better, so...
Do you?
I'll make sure the phone's on all the time and be ready.
Yes, and don't be in a black spot.
And don't be addicted to reality TV.
No.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Yeah, there's a runaway goat.
What?
Yes, got on my goat. Yes, a runaway goat in Upper Coomera. A rogue goat in Rich's Drive. This was so interesting. 5 days this goat's been on the run.
Yeah.
But it was wearing a collar, so it is someone's pet. Never trust an animal with rectangle pupils. They are weird-looking beasts.
Yes.
Here are some of the witnesses who were trying to corral this particular goat on this particular street.
The goat's been on the run for about 5 days in the area.
But this kid wasn't done yet. After staring down the face of danger, it was one near miss after another.
About an hour for the first unit to arrive, and we've slowly just tried to capture him with calm talk and calm movement.
Seriously, it's full on. But you know what? This happens often. We want to know your pet escapee story on 13 27 10. Could be a goat, dog, cat. It could be a bird.
I had one, but I didn't have the best. Well, it hasn't finished yet. Still
escaped.
But no, I had two budgies, and I put them out the back because they used to make a lot of mess in the house, and I thought I'd get two birds because I make the least mess at all. So I put them outside, and I left the cage. I left the cage door open, because I just did, and they haven't come home.
Oh, because you just did, Your Honour.
Why'd you do it?
I just did. Those poor helpless little birds.
The day Summer and I went home, I said, sorry, I just put them outside. I don't know what happened.
A little kookaburra snack and a little crow snack. All right, give us a call. Please try and wipe that story from my memory. 13 27 10. Pet escapee stories. And how long before you got them back? And what little adventures did they have? Teddy Bear, my Maltese Shih Tzu. Oh, he's
Tell
a
us.
Shocker for it.
Tell us next.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
There's a runaway goat at Upper Coomera, a rogue goat. It was someone's pet. It was roaming around for around 5 days.
Yeah, look at it. It's got a collar on it and everything.
Yes, we're in radio. No one can. But
no,
anyway,
but you can.
I know. Amazing. Yeah. But escapee pets, when they have a little adventure, they love it. Ted, my Maltese Shih Tzu, decided that it would end up all the way to go across the Gold Coast Highway. It dug under the fence, across the Gold Coast Highway, a tiny little Maltese Shih Tzu, and ended up just hanging out at Crumb and Vikings down there at the beach.
Oh, beautiful.
At the surf club.
Couple of stutters.
Just saying hello to everyone. I mean, thank goodness.
Did he take your member card down so you can get a discount?
The member card? Yeah, should have, I mean, knew where to go.
Should have. And that's the thing. We love you love animals, you love your pets, but they do seem to escape every now and then. Like this goat. I don't know who has a goat as a pet, but anyway, each to their own. We are asking, when did your animals escape? And Michelle in Southport, what animal was it and where did it end up?
I had a standard poodle called Mo, and he ended up in the canals at Broadbeach Waters. He decided he was going to go chase some the canals. Broadbeach Water canals. We live not far from the end of them, so there was a bit of a dead end canal there, and he liked chasing water dragons, but he never caught them. He just liked to swim around chasing them.
They love water poodles too.
Yeah. Mm, They do. Normally just running through it, not swimming around, but he kind of thought he was going to catch this thing. So I left him there because each time I walked around to one side of the bank and called him, he went to the other side. And I'd go the other side, he'd go back to the other side. So I went, I know, buggy you, Mo, I'm off. So I went home because we didn't live too far. He came home and the next day he couldn't walk. And I thought, oh, my God, he's been bitten by a dragon.
Yeah.
So I raced him, by what a dragon it is. I raced him off to the vet whose name is Dr. Moo, M-O-O.
Yes.
He's fantastic. And apparently I told him the previous day's escapades,
yes.
And he said he has sore muscles, wouldn't you, if you'd been swimming for 4 hours in the canal?
Well, exactly. See?
Oh,
fair call.
Yes,
Kyron.
Thanks.
In Bundle, hello. Your animal's escapades.
I'm actually in Pimpama working at the moment, painting and talking and listening to you guys at the same time, so it's pretty tough doing that at the one time.
Mm-hmm.
You're multi-talented. Yes, Kyron.
Yeah.
What happened
That's
with
me,
your pet?
Yeah, there's a few pets. One time, long time ago, I was in the car with my mum, and I had a three-legged dog, which is very rare to have, and her name was Ruby.
Yes.
And we used to have the window down for it, and then I think we were going home one day, and we stopped at the traffic lights. It was near Evandale Lake, and then she jumped out and said, come back here. So I had to, mum was like, come back here, guys. Don't worry, I'll get it. So when chased it, ran around the park, and then finally got her, and then I was tired and exhausted after that. And then one time, I live on the water too, so she kept getting out sometimes, so I had to chase it, even swim after it too.
Oh, jeez.
Kyron.
That's full on. But hey,
from Bundle that's working in Pimpama.
You did a great job of doing all of that at once.
Do we dare take one more?
That is amazing.
$5.
Yes. Okay. Leigh in Currumbin. Leigh, hello.
Yeah. Aloha. How are you, Bridge?
Oh, aloha. Hello, Miss Leigh.
What happened with your dog?
Oh, my gosh. So last night, my husband, we're living at our in-laws at the moment in Merrimack.
Yeah.
And he thought, I'll take the dogs for a walk. It's dark, but I'll take them for a walk. And on the way back from the park, he left them off the lead, and they saw a cat. And next thing you know, they've disappeared into someone's house, through the hallway, down all over the bedrooms, and he runs into this random person's house. Kids are screaming, wife screaming, who the hell's down to me? And on top of her couch with her poor cat cowering behind the couch, his thing just absolutely gone mad. And oh my gosh, he felt terrible. He runs into the house, and luckily they were just great animal people. And they were passing by the time he got there. And he comes back home, and he's like, you wouldn't believe what just happened. And I was like, you got to take the lady some wine. So he grabbed a couple of bottles of wine, went back to her house, and he's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I'm drinking both of these tonight.
That's so cool. Thank you, Leigh.
There we go. Keep your animals locked up, eh?
No, well, it's hard because if they chase animals, that's the problem. I know Hayes and Case from Tugan, they have a macaw that flew away.
Oh, yeah.
And was at the top of a massive tree for days and days and days. They had to basically camp under the tree and try and get it.
Oh, there you go. Oh, well, there you go. If you see a goat running around up a Coomera.
Peter, seriously?
Anyway. $5,000
up for
grabs.
You know what? If you had an animal, every single animal would run away from you, bucko.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.